Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, back with you on the Common Sense Show. Thanks for staying with us. Really good to be with you. We are the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time, and we are brought to you by Noble Gold. And listen, 220 banks went on the watch list. The FDIC can't cover it. Dodd-Frank 2010 says they can take your money because you're an unsecured creditor, they being the banks. Is that enough said for you to take action? I hope it would be. So I can send you a no obligation free information packet. Go to DaveHodgesGold.com, DaveHodgesGold.com, and you'll get the benefits I've got. I've been advertising for Noble Gold for 6.5 years. I've been a customer for six, and I couldn't be happier, and I feel protected. DaveHodgesGold.com. That's DaveHodgesGold.com. Well, our guest is Sherry Edwards, and she has a science that I give her credit, many people give her credit for inventing, called bioacoustics. And you can tell things about people based on the frequencies of their speech. Certain frequencies represent certain health conditions, certain frequencies represent certain emotional states. And even Einstein said the future of all medicine is frequency. And Sherry is bearing out the validity of that quote. And today we're going to talk about reigning chaos. And Sherry made some discoveries about Biden at the State of the Union address using the bioacoustic technique, which we'll tell you about how to become involved in it, by the way, before we're done. And Sherry very much is able to ascertain what's in Biden's system. Oh my goodness. When I read this, Sherry sent me the results over fairly quickly. And I just said, oh, this explains a lot. And it just shows you how good bioacoustics is. Sherry, welcome to the show. Glad you could join us.
Well, thank you. It's always good to be here.
So Biden's State of the Union was, Dave Hodges, you're terrible. You're like every other MAGA conservative Christian person, and we're going to get you. That's how I took a State of the Union address. I took it as a personal threat to myself.
Yes.
He was a jackass. Totally an uncouth jackass.
Usually, these political people nowadays will wait a few weeks for things to die down. They'll say something and then they'll kind of take it back.
Yeah,
With
exactly.
Biden, he was being so blatant and so disconnected and so mean and aggravating. I just couldn't deal with it. So I went through the whole speech and took out sections, a section on illegals, a section on the economy, a section on the taxes, a sec, whatever was going on, and I pasted them all together in a video or in a recording and began looking at it, and something kept occurring to me. Biden was going from a meal-mouth, mumbly kind of blah 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 person to a raging jackass,
Yeah, he
and
was
I
out of
loved it.
control.
He was, and it was lies. Right to your face. What you're seeing is not true. What I'm telling you is not true. So just buck up, shut up, and do what I tell you. It was an insult, an absolute insult to the people. And I couldn't understand it. And so I went at his vocal print to try to understand. And he had two frequencies I did not understand. And I can't say he has these components in his vocal print, but I can say he has the frequencies of these in his vocal print, and it's two, they're not exactly contradicting, but he has two different kinds of testosterone, which will make you raging. If you have high testosterone, it'll make you angry and ready to fight. And so that would explain why he was so angry and his mouth open and just screaming at people. So unlike him as this muttering meal mouth kind of person. But the two frequencies that I don't understand are both frequencies of injectable testosterone. Now, what happens if you give an animal or a human a lot of testosterone?
They go crazy. They act like they're on methamphetamines.
Yeah, they get belligerent and
Yeah.
nasty. But both of these are injectable. Are two different groups injecting him? I don't understand. Did he get a double dose and that was why he was acting such a creep?
I would say it was a double dose.
Testosterone siphonate and testosterone propionate, both were in the frequencies were in his vocal print. Now, how can you understand that? You wouldn't give these together normally as something medical. And how can you explain his total attitude of, I can't even describe it, belligerence and trying to change history in the moment history is happening? I don't understand.
I think it's simple to understand. Let me bounce this off you and see what you think. I think that they were worried about him getting up here and forgetting what side of the podium he was on and how to get out of the room when he was done and where to stand and what he was speaking about. He might start talking about his dead son, Bo, who died of a war hero knot in Iraq. You never know. And so I think that they said, you know what? Let's have him rehearse the speech. We'll inject him with testosterone, then we'll give him a booster shot after he's rehearsed the speech and just let him go.
Well, we can't say that testosterone was in his system in overabundance. People can see that it likely was, but we can't make that claim. We can only make the claim that the frequencies of this testosterone, I don't know even what to call it, unused, too much, bad for him, because testosterone makes you like a raging bull. And I saw that in him, and looking at his voice, and people need to know this, the future was not on his mind. What was on his mind is a job. He wants it done. He's going to control something physical, and he's going to do it through information.
Did you get the sense, or did you find anything in your research that gun control and ultimate confiscation was where it was at? And here's why I say, excuse me, here's why I say this. He said, "We're going to get all the assault rifles. We're taking them, blah, 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 and then we're going to get your 9mm." Well, 9mm is not an assault rifle. He just went nuts on that point. I don't know if you caught that or not.
It's hidden agendas in that case. There's a hidden agenda for what he's saying for saying about it's not about guns. It's what's going to happen if guns are not available to people, and they're counting on it because they don't want a war where people have guns and can come against them. And they, I'm talking about the Biden administration and all of the associations that have been politicized to come after people.
Come after their guns so they can't defend themselves against what's going to be done to them.
Or come after you if you don't have a gun and you refuse to pay your taxes, or you refuse to drive an electric car, or you refuse to give up your stash of food that you've collected and paid for. Whatever they don't like, they get to come without any opposition whatsoever. And I'm talking about Department of Justice and the FBI and whoever else they want to use to cause a ruckus among the people.
Yeah, I agree with what you're saying, but I look at, I mean, Sherry, I can't shake the fact that he made a direct threat to take everyone's gun, and he did it more than once, and that to me speaks to a bigger message that I want to ask you about. I'm coming to get you, and I'm going to prevent you from defending yourself. Is there hostility in his message, an antagonistic attitude towards the American people that you picked up on?
Absolutely. I think it's the same thing I see in Obama. Only Obama had an agenda that he hated Americans. Biden is just going along. Somebody else is pushing him just to go along. He's been promised something, eternal life, or whatever there is out there that he would want. It's money, taking care of his family. There's a lot of hidden agendas in his vocal print about why he wants what he wants. He really thinks he's smarter than everybody else, and that people around him are feeding him this. If he would really look, if he really knew what was going on, he'd probably sit down and cry. I think he's too timid to do anything except just
Oh,
be open.
he's not going to do anything. He's just following orders.
I believe that.
Okay.
And
What else, when you analyze O'Biden, what all do you come up with besides the testosterone?
somebody else is pushing the buttons, that his emotions are not concerned with the people or management. Somebody else is doing the management. There's nothing behind him. And that he's going to use information to get his way because he thinks he has the clout to be able to use the information. Somebody is propping him up to the point where we're not even seeing a real human being there. It's somebody else's puppet.
You mean propping him up? Are you talking about like with injectable testosterone, or what are you
And just
talking about?
telling him how great he is. I mean, look at his speeches. I'm the greatest. I've done the best. It's like some advertisement for some brawl that he wants
Yeah,
to come out and talk.
I agree. When he started talking about his economic accomplishments, I'm thinking, is this guy on LSD or is he just that far gone? I
I
totally
think he's
agree with
just
what
that
you just
far
said.
gone.
Yeah. How severe is his dementia?
They're propping him up with some herbs, and we talked about this before, and we gave out the name of the herb. I just think he's completely confused and depending on everybody else to put words in his mouth.
Would he be capable of self-care at this point?
Boy, maybe if he didn't have much to do. If it was just feed and use the bathroom, he might be able to deal with it. But that's my opinion.
Assuming he could find his way out of the bathroom.
Yeah.
And I'm saying that flippantly, but there's a lot of truth and irony in what I'm saying. I mean, we've seen him time and time again. He can't find his way out of a room that he's speaking in. So it's really sad. Well, you spread this a little further though. Anybody else you want to talk about besides Biden?
Liz Cheney, which I hope she just gets in all kinds of trouble for her lies.
Okay,
I
go ahead.
she's just carrying out an agenda. She really isn't smart enough to see where this would go. Somebody promised her protection, just like Biden, a hunter, was promised protection, and he now has changed his tune from being protected to stepping into, I'm going to protect my father.
Yeah,
I'm
that's
going to be
true.
his protected. That's what his vocal print says right now.
Well, the DOJ is trying to make a deal to where he gets total immunity for everything and can't testify against his father.
Oh, good God.
Yeah. You know who we need to do is Mike Johnson, the present Speaker of the House. Marjorie Taylor Greene filed articles of removal against him today, and I totally agree. We had Biden on the ropes for impeachment. And Comer was doing a fantastic job of producing witnesses to basically impugn his integrity, expose his criminality and his treason, particularly with China and Ukraine. And then Johnson comes in, he meets with Paul Ryan, consummate rhino, and all of a sudden the impeachment stuff disappears just magically. Poof, into the night.
I don't know
So
what they have on people, but it's working.
yeah. Well, you know, I'll share this with you. I mean, I interviewed the author of the Franklin scandal, and I've interviewed many people with child sex trafficking. And what's interesting is that they all say the same thing. My mentor, the late Bill Pollack, said this too, that they'll have these sex parties with childhood prostitutes, and they'll invite members of Congress, and they have no idea what's going on. And even if the members of Congress don't do anything wrong, the fact that they're videotaped there basically casts them in a negative light that they'd have to explain their way out of. And this is how they get compromised. I mean, I remember in Obamacare, and they were voting on Obamacare in 2010, and I was actually doing a live show on RBN at the time. I could not believe it. I had the TV on in the background. And they flipped 11 Republican votes. And I said, damn it, the sex traffickers got to them. They
Well,
blackmailed them.
that's the one thing that people will not forgive is abuse of a child, even if it just looks like it. And there's many photographs that I saw years ago that have been scrubbed from the internet where Biden was being inappropriate with little kids.
Oh, yeah. Oh, come on. I mean, caressing them and just, it was just disgusting. And the kids were uncomfortable with it. It's like with high, I remember seeing these White House award ceremonies, and someone had put together a collage of appearances with average people, their parents, and he was doing it in front of their parents. If I was his dad, I'd have been tempted to smack him upside the head.
People
Touch my
just won't.
daughter that way. Yeah, I'll touch you that way. It was unbelievable.
People won't turn him in or won't fight against him, and I don't know why.
Well, I could tell you why. The DOJ will kick your door in. They'll point
Yes,
guns at
that's
your, they'll
true.
SWAT team you. They'll point guns at your head.
I've been reading about some of these people who've been arrested and about what's happening to them. The law is being changed to fit what is appropriate. Look at what's going on with Trump. They made a law and then made it retroactive so they could sue him. They're trying to keep people from feeling safe, and that's exactly what's happening. Votes may not be for Trump, but they're for freedom and justice. That's why people are gathering behind Trump. They're just done with it, with this two-tiered justice system. You and I have talked about this before. When you're working with animals or humans, treat them inconsistently and you can control them. Remember what they did to mice and other kinds of animals
Sure.
working with?
Sure.
They taught them or that they couldn't feel safe. And that's Maslow's number one, isn't it? Feeling safe. And that's what they're doing. How is this going on in New York? I just don't understand how they could threaten Trump with selling his property, probably for a dollar to somebody, and get away with it. I don't understand. And I don't think many people in America understand either. If they can push Trump, the next thing is they're going to be pushing you and taking your property and taking your kids.
They already are. They've been in this case in New York. And I've talked about it in a couple of venues now. Lady lives in a million-dollar house, so she's well-to-do. She inherited her parents' property who passed. She went over to the property. The locks had been changed. And if I understand, there wasn't 5 days between when she got the notice of property transfer and she went there. So she had the locks taken off the door, put her own locks on. The squatters who had illegally occupied, these illegal aliens that had occupied the home, called the police and the police arrested the homeowner, even though she had the deed for the property. This was in New York City.
And that's happening. I see reports of it happening all over the United States that squatters are coming in and taking your property, and just the government's looking at it like, well, that's tough. The illegals have the right of way, the right to do whatever they need. We can't defend it, so go away.
I'm baffled, baffled by this. Sherry, let's take a review of some of the famous people that you've run bioacoustic analysis on and get kind of just a general summary of their personality traits, okay? Let's start with Obama, who I think is really running the White House right now.
I agree with you about that. And I think he's the number one leader in the world of lies.
So his testing shows that he's a consummate liar. Is that correct?
Yes, and it shows that it's coming from an intellectual perspective. He thinks he's smarter than anybody else. He gets to make the rules, he gets to carry out the rules, and you better obey. And
Well,
whatever he says goes or else.
I'm certainly not an Obama fan, but he is more intelligent than most people.
Well, his vocal print shows a lot of yellow, and that means it's from an intellectual perspective. Give you one example. You remember last year, a year before, that kid got his head cut off and it was all over TV? and Obama was out playing golf, and they brought him to a press conference with the kids' parents. And he's saying, "Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, this," and every bit of it was an intellectual statement to cause an emotion in someone else. Most of what he says is intellectual, and that's where he meets Hillary. Remember when the Benghazi people came back on the plane and they were in coffins, and they stood up there and said, "Oh, this is this video," and you could tell when they were talking. It was just an intellectual performance. And it came out months later, maybe a year later, that wasn't the video at all. It was some kind of gun running in Benghazi. But when Obama got finished with his sympathy speech to the parents, he hopped right up on his little golf trolley and went back to playing golf. And every bit of it was just a play. An emotional, void, intellectual, this is for this reason, and this is what I had to say to get the sympathy and to get you to agree with me that it's okay that I let somebody chop your kid's head off. He really thought he was going to get that over, that if he said the right words, it was going to be permissible that he as president could allow children to be abused like that. He didn't have 1 ounce of empathy.
I was
He
just going to ask
saw.
that. I was just going to ask that. So he would have no trouble carrying out heinous acts towards the American people.
Absolutely, he already has when you start looking at what is going on, but it's all behind closed doors. It's all somebody else out front giving the message. Like when they sent Susan Rice out that same weekend, and she said this was a bad event because of a video. They sent somebody else to carry the message, but both Hillary and Obama were lying. Hillary is probably the number two liar in the US, and it's for a purpose, her own egotistical purpose. But with Obama, it's because he wants what he wants his way, and he wants the American people to pay for everything that the American historical leaders have done. I don't think I'm responsible for my grandpa if he stole a horse. I shouldn't have to go pay for that. But that's what he's asking. Everybody in America, give up your way of life, give up your money, give up your homes, because somebody less than you needs it and you need to give it up willingly.
Yeah, just like the case in New York.
Yes.
Yeah, very much so.
And
So we established Obama has distinct lack of empathy. All
yes.
right. Let's take a look at Kamala. Other than the fact that she's dumber than a box of rocks, and it's a mystery how she got through the Walmart School of Law to be a practicing attorney, tell me about her. What did you pick up on her?
Well, she shares that same thing that Obama does. I know better, and it better be my way or else. She's made some really stupid mistakes. They call her the cackler because when she's lying, she does that cackle that just puts your teeth on edge. She's not very bright. I really think she got where she's going, and this is just my opinion, from being united with Hunter Biden some way, and Hunter talked his dad into putting her in this vice presidential position.
Interesting. I didn't know Hunter Biden played a role. When she was in the Democratic primary and the one that selected Biden ultimately, she had raised the most money and had the lowest approval rating. And it was a shock to everybody that Biden chose her. And I said, not a shock to me. Why is that, Dave? Identity politics. She's black, she's female. She had nothing else going for her that anyone could identify with. And what's interesting is among potential black voters, they view her very negatively. So the Washington Post came out yesterday and called for her to step down. I don't know if you saw
Useless.
that or not.
I didn't, but I just consider her useless and a piece of a statue sitting on the
Yeah.
desk doing no more than that.
I can tell you how she got ahead. Okay. And I got to be careful how I express it because I don't want to go off color, but I know I'm accurate. She used to be a very attractive lady when she was younger. And she kind of slept her way to the top. And the best example I can offer you, and this was very, very public, so this isn't even in dispute. She was having an affair with Willie Brown, the ex-NFL football player who was the mayor of San Francisco. Now, Sherry, I hope you're sitting down when I say this. They would be seen together, Kamala on one arm of Willie and Willie's wife on the other arm in public. I kid you not. That's a fact. But that's an example. She slept her way to the top. God knows how she got through law school. Whew. I think we could speculate, but we couldn't be sure. So, yeah. Tell us about her character, her nature from when you did your bioacoustics on her.
Well, I think one of the examples I've read about her tells you what's going on. I tend to look at people by their behaviors rather than my opinions. But I read an article about, I think it's in California, and she wanted the kids to go to school without her doing much about it or putting any money or thought into it. So if she couldn't get the kids to go to school, she arrested the parents. Now, what kind of dumb the thought process of that. It's like she doesn't think things through. She's scattered, but she also thinks that her way should rule, and there's people behind her that are going to support her. I think that's dwindling. She's just useless. When I looked at Liz Cheney, I thought, well, her stupid behavior is going to make millionaires out of these people she's trying to put in jail. So I thought that was a useful thing for her, but I don't see anything useful about Kamala Harris for any reason to get anything done.
Yeah, my favorite Kamala story. A big country should not attack a small country. It's not fair. Russia's a big country. Ukraine's a small country. But Russia did's not fair. I thought I was listening to a first grade story hour. I mean, I could not believe that the vice president is talking in these terms. And then they made her the border czar. And she never has been to the border. She went to downtown El Paso, where they'd cleaned up the mess, and that was as far as close as she got to the border.
Well,
It's
shame on those
fascinating.
people who cleaned it up for her and Biden and the guy in California. They should have left it a mess so they could see what was really going on. They're just fake people. It's not real.
Yeah, I agree with you. Well, okay, you've brought up Liz Cheney a couple times. Tell us about her personality according to bioacoustics.
She just does what she's told. She's got some kind of agenda against Trump, and she'll do anything to get rid of it. And you and I talked about this a little bit. Anything she can do against Trump, because she's defending, and you brought it up, she's defending her father. Trump did something to her father, but it's obvious from her vocal print.
That part I don't know, and I'll take your word for it. But what I do tell you that I know, I've been told by people I can't even identify the source or so forth, but they know this story, that Trump knows all about 9/11 and Dick Cheney's role in this. And he lives in fear that if Trump ever got control of his own administration, he could come after Dick Cheney, open up the evidence, and do a new investigation, and heads would roll. You might want to check this out, but this is something I've been in positions to talk to people who would know. And Siri, I can't say any more than that because I would be divulging huge confidences expressed to me. And so her mission is to protect her father by taking down Trump because Trump has the info. And I will tell you this. Members of Trump's original team had the info too. But I don't know if it was their intent to ever try to take down Dick Cheney for 9/11. And he was the mastermind of 9/11, in my opinion.
Well, I've looked at all the people I know of that were connected with it, and the person who knew the most information, Cheney was in there, but Colin Powell was the one that knew most about 9/11. So since he's died, I hope they release it all.
How did you come to that conclusion?
Because as he's talking about it, his voice is more full. He has a stronger foundation. I think Bush and a lot of them showed up as being in the dark so they could claim they were in the dark about it.
I agree. I used to teach body language in the sociology classes I taught in my early days when I jumped into the college side of things. And I saw the video. Bush is in elementary school, and I think it was Atlanta when the 9/11 attacks happened. And someone came up and whispered in his ear as he was reading from a book to first graders, and his face went white, his eyes dilated. And I said, "That man is scared to death. He had no idea this was coming." So the conspiracy theorists that say Bush was part of the planning, his body language told me he was not. Do you agree with that?
I would agree that he was kept in the dark. I think he knew something was coming, but he didn't know what. I think right now people are hungry to know the truth because they are being lied to from every angle. And that's why we give away our NanoVoice program to people who want to do this for themselves. And I can send you all the information. You can spread it out. They can get it from your spot. Well, we have a big book called The Biggest Liars, and it talks about some of these people and what they knew, what they didn't know, what they didn't want to know, and how to interpret all of that. And we're looking at Congress, we're looking at people, England and those leaders, other countries, Putin, the guy in Ukraine. I think Biden has a lot to do with money being siphoned off from the US government to feed something or somebody in Ukraine. Yes, I feel sorry for the Ukraine people, but that just stinks to high heaven what's going on over there.
Oh, I've got some information along those lines, Sherry. Doug Thornton and I covered this.
Are you allowed to tell?
To a point, and Doug and I went on the air with this, and we had to be limited in what we said. A lot of the missing Pentagon money, and so Biden's the man in charge, even though if he's not in charge of his own faculties, that's where the buck stops legally. And a lot of this missing money into Ukraine was purchasing weapons off the books to be sent to the Houthis in Yemen to attack American shipping to get that conflict going. And it was all part of exacerbating Middle East conflict to try to start World War III.
How
See,
they make their money.
well, they want World War III in the worst way. And they have failed in Ukraine because Putin has acted with restraint. And I'm not a Putin apologist, but he has acted with restraint. But so they tried to exacerbate things in the Middle East, and they have siphoned money back to that. So, and Biden would be held responsible. And I can tell you this, the Clinton Foundation's involved. That part I'll say boldly. And Hunter Biden's people from Burisma that he was associated with were involved.
How
So
about
that's about as far as I can take that, but
the guy who took all the money and he's in jail now, finally, and gave a lot of money to the Democratic Party? What is his
oh,
name?
Sam Bankman-Fried.
Yes. I think he's in jail now.
Oh, Joe Hoft. I gave him a lot of credit earlier in the week. I did a video on Joe Hoft's article, and he had a little flow chart. And the Biden siphoned money to FTX to be siphoned back into American politics through campaign donations from FTX.
I
In
believe
other
that.
words, Biden effectively, he had some intermediary steps, but what he effectively did was to steal money from the American taxpayer and put it, $40 million of it that we know of, in the hands of the Democratic Party operatives and the Rhino Republicans like Mitch McConnell. That part is easy to prove. Doug and I covered that one as well, too. But yeah, your instincts are right. Okay, let's shift gears. People are going to want to have me ask you about Donald Trump. So, in all the analyses that you've done with Trump, what have you found?
first, I want to say that I don't think a vote for Donald Trump is a vote for Donald Trump. A vote for Donald Trump is a vote for freedom and justice and preservation of our Constitution, and that's what
Yeah,
people want
I agree.
most.
It's a vote for a movement. I totally agree with
Yes.
you. Yeah, Sherry, you and I are totally on the same page with that. But let's analyze Trump. We know he's not a perfect man, and our purpose is not to tear him down or to build him up superficially. So what have you found through bioacoustics with Donald?
He has a love of foundational principles. And I'm not telling anybody anything they don't already think. I'm just confirming it. He loves America, but he also wants to be in charge. There's some things he's scattered about and doesn't really know how to carry it out, but he's willing to be the leader to see it's done. I love what he's done to the veterans. They were waiting years to be seen and dying to be waiting to be seen, and he changed the law so the veterans could get their due. I love that about him. But I could look up his vocal print while we're sitting here. I've done a lot. I want to do him and Kennedy and Biden as a comparison and see what was going on. And Biden is just for a purpose and nothing else. There's nothing much to Biden, not much personality, not much feelings. He has an agenda and he's going after it. And Liz Cheney and the president of China both have the same agenda. So whatever they're doing, or he's following them. So their vocal prints are almost identical.
That's interesting. That's really interesting.
And I've done Trump and what was the first lady he was accused of? She had a strange name. Well, I'll talk about
Stormy
Stormy.
Daniels.
Yeah, Stormy. That really happened, but not as she's reporting it. It was an interaction, but it wasn't what she's saying it was. It wasn't actually a sexual meeting interaction. She was more servicing him than anything else. And the stuff with E, what's her name? E. Jean something.
Yeah, the richest woman
Carol.
in America now. Yeah, Carol, yeah.
Yeah, E. Jean Carroll. That's totally a made-up lie. And I think it was between her and her attorney. Their vocal prints show they are in cahoots together to do this. I don't think it ever happened. And I think it's an atrocity that somebody can say something happened in 1990, but I can't remember when or what,
Yeah, I
and
know.
a jury would actually convict him. And then she gets up on TV the next day, and this is where I got most information, and says, "Okay, girls, we did it without any kind of proof. You come after him too. Let's make him go broke." Now, what kind of an idiot does that? Oops, I'm not allowed to say that, am I? For her to get up there and say, "We did it without proof. Come on and charge him." She was inviting the rest of the women in the United States for whatever day it was to come after Trump and help him go broke. How can they charge him when she can't even say what day it was so he can prove he was there or not there? I just don't get it. That's one of those injustices that just, I can't think of what it just makes me puke to think about that kind of injustice could happen to anybody. And that stupid jury allowed it to happen. He's never going to get a fair trial in Washington, any way, shape, or form.
No, they would convict him of assassinating John Kennedy.
Yes.
Yeah, I totally agree. Okay, so you said Trump's personality, he has foundational principles. Here's my observation and my suspicion about Trump. The country, as he said, was in a poop mess. He said that in 2016 when he came down the elevator to announce his presidency run. You know what I think he thinks he is? I think he thinks he's the second George Washington. Washington put the country on the map. This version of George Washington wants to save the country from going off the map. What do you think about that? Well, from what you've seen with Trump's personality, is he that? Does he have enough of an ego to really believe this?
That's what he wants, but he doesn't know how it's going to happen. If I was Trump, I would have given up long ago just because there were so many people hounding me in a way that was unfair. I applaud him for keeping going, but I don't know how he's doing it. Yes, he wants it his way. He doesn't want to be questioned. He doesn't want to be tattled on. But good God, they took his lawyers and made his lawyers breach confidential lawyer client confidentiality. Where in America is that a right thing to do?
All right, now there is no legal system, Sherry. The legal system and the Constitution have been suspended. And I'll point to Peter Navarro. He was the president's, one of the president's attorney. He also was an advisor, so that gave him executive privilege as well as client attorney privilege. And he refused to testify before J6 because he says, I have privilege on two different grounds. Okay, he just got thrown in prison because they totally violated a law that's gone back to the days of John Jay.
They changed the law or violated it to make what they were doing all right.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is Nazi Germany. This is Nazi Germany stuff. Absolutely crazy. Okay, does Trump have any levels of empathy in comparison to, say, Biden or Obama?
I think the empathy for people right now is with Kennedy. Yes, they want somebody to protect them, and that's where they're dealing with Trump. But I don't think there's much empathy for Biden at all, except as I'll follow along or they've got something on you. Why, how people could vote for Biden is beyond me. And I'm going to give people a warning. We tried to clear up some tax stuff last week, and before I could clear it up, they made me go on my phone, get a close up of my face, and go through recognition, facial recognition. So they now have my face because I was trying to pay my taxes. And the information I was getting from all of this is they're going to use that in some way to push digital money because they want to take your taxes whether you want to pay them or not. And that's one of the big reasons behind it. You have an opinion about that?
Yes, I do. I know they can say they do, but at the end of the day, I don't think they have the legal authority to compel facial recognition submission.
They made me do it before they would allow me to pay a tax. The
Tell
other
us,
thing.
give us some of the details here. This is a story unto itself that doesn't even involve bioacoustics.
Well, they contacted me and said, we owe you this much money. Where do you want us to put it? Please get in touch with us. And then once we got on with them, oh, you owe us money. I need to make sure you are who you are. Give me your driver's license picture. And they made us hold that up to the camera. And they said, now we need facial recognition. Hold this camera this far from your face. And you could see like somebody drawing all over my face. And I knew it was facial recognition. They don't have a right to that, but they made it a condition of me paying my taxes.
Wow. This was, of all the interesting things we've covered with bioacoustics, this non-bioacoustic item may be the most b biggest bombshell we talked about today. I have never heard of this. Ladies
We
and
have.
gentlemen, if you've heard of something like this, can you please drop us a line and give us some details? Because Sherry, you're the first I've ever heard talk about this. Mandatory facial recognition to get a tax refund.
Yeah, and here's another one that's going on, and we've withheld this for over a year. We have some of the frequencies to back off the flu, and we've just discovered that we have the frequencies to back off this respiratory flu that you had that's stripping off your lung lining.
Yeah,
And
it was actually RSV. Go ahead.
We have the frequencies and we want to give them away to the public, but we think it's going to cause such an avalanche of people who need us that we've been withholding it because we don't want to create a need that we can't fill. So we're trying to scramble and train people on how to use this, but we want to give away the frequencies that'll take care of that respiratory and its sinus and its bronchial because we have been using these frequencies for years. We created them for the swine flu, and they've been working for the respiratory flu that's out now. So can we put this address on your email, or is you already messed up enough as it is, or can they go to your site to download it?
Yeah, how do we do that?
I will send you the link so they can download it.
Okay, send it to my email, please.
Okay.
And we'll put it up with this show when we post the show.
But we've had so many people who and they come to our door and they can't even walk. They're so dizzy and because they can't breathe. And we use these frequencies on them and they walk out the door fine. And we want to share it with the public.
Good days and bad days. And today
It'll
is not
take
my
care
best
of
day.
cough. It'll take care of cough. It'll take care of stuffed up nose. Well, should I say it that way?
Yeah,
We
no,
have
good. No, that's
found.
fine. Say it that way.
Well, I don't want to make a claim and I don't want to end up in jail. And they could put me in jail for saying it works. But we want everybody to have this. We've created a whole matrix of how things fit together so that people can look at the numbers and know what's going on with them. Sick people won't fight. And I think that was the agenda. Use COVID, make them all sick, threaten them with death, make them have blood clots so that we have no opposition. And if people are left, we take their guns and people will just lay down and let us walk all over them. It's like this old English serfdom thing where the peasants worked and the property owners took most of what they created. I think that's what's they're trying to create in America, that everybody bows down and gives to the government till we have nothing left for our children or ourselves to eat. That sounds like an exaggeration, but I see it coming.
No, I'm right in line with you. They're preparing. Well, the world population has dropped for the first time in 700 years since the Black Death. This is the first time the world's population has dropped. And what's the intervening variable of the largest scale to make that happen? I'll show you pictorially. A little jab will do you. A little
And
jab will do you.
yellow fever is in an outbreak now in Africa, and we're scrambling hard to get the frequency, the antidotes for the yellow fever. It is math. I want to say outright, I believe that we are very sophisticated robots because we can give you a frequency, your brain takes it up and sends it throughout your body where it needs to be so that your body heals itself. We're on the verge of putting that out there to everybody, and people don't like it. People in charge don't like it because they won't be in control anymore.
Wow. That's a pretty amazing claim. You're making what's going around with RSV, which is rampant right now. You're making it sound like it's a bioweapon.
I think it was, is. I think it's a leftover from this COVID crap they put out there because some people had the cough, not everybody, but I think they did different batches in different geographic locations to see what kind of chaos they could cause with this particular shot with this in it. And then they took that and started spreading it. And I want to say they, when we start way back with vaccines. And HIV and inoculations, COVID, I think it was all planned. It's too mathematically perfect to be a nature thing. Yeah, I think it was created by AI mathematically because when you give an antidote, it creates a worse vein of it. It's just too perfect mathematically to have been nature. It would have taken nature years and years to come up with something that sophisticated.
So you're saying AI could have been involved in the R&D, research and development? What about the distribution?
I think that was all planned by the government. I'll give you an idea. I know people that were high up in the school district in Michigan. I also know people who are dealing with the electronics in the space station that deal with cooling. So the education person heard the Michigan governor say, we can't get these shots because we don't have enough refrigeration. So the two of those got together, and this company said, we will supply you the refrigeration. And the education person proposed this, and they refused to accept it. When it first happened, I can name names. I don't want to name them publicly, but this happened that the governor of Michigan refused the refrigeration so they would be able to bring in the vaccines. If you can call them vaccines, I don't know what to call them, but they didn't prevent much. When you look at the death rate and how high that's going up, and if you look at all the pregnant women who had spontaneous abortions if they took this vaccine, it can't be a vaccine. It's mathematically impossible. If you had a vaccine, you don't go get the stuff 6 months later. And there's been so many reports coming out and saying it didn't do what it was supposed to do. They withheld evidence. They only looked at it for what, 3 months or with three mice or something. The stuff that's coming out now and the stuff they tried to cover up. If they tried to cover up the truth, they are your enemy.
Yeah, that's true. Well, for people who have pen in hand, tell people how they can come to your site and find out more about bioacoustics and become part of the deal.
Okay, bioacoustic solutions, one word, dot net, or it's dot org. I think we bought both of them, but you can go there and there is a flyer with a red flower on it, and in that flyer is a short link where you can download all of our NanoVoice stuff. You can download our free courses, our free software, and get on board with helping us spread this word. And if all that fails, write to me, just sherryedwards@gmail.com, and I will send you the links. Also,
Okay, I think
send
that's great.
to Dave so he can give them out also.
Yeah, we're going to give it out because I know you're going to send it to me. Man, hey, there's something I want you to check on. And this is silly, but I am curious. The leader of France, Macron, his wife, in quotes, I keep hearing this in interesting circles, they're accusing of being transgender. Could you detect that with your testing?
I can look at their hormones and make an educated guess.
Good answer. I like an answer on that. So when we have you back on the show again, we can make that determination. Did you determine anything about Michelle Obama along those lines, if anything?
I did, but I don't remember what it was at the
Okay.
moment. I remember that she was very vindictive and that she wasn't telling the truth. Boy, I will send that to you. I just can't remember all of it. It was heart sinking when I saw that somebody's trying to put her up to run for the next presidency. I thought of all of the vindictive, vicious people, selfish people on the planet that could run. The only one worse would be Hillary Clinton.
Interesting you say that, though. And the Democrats, I don't think they care who they put up because they know they can steal elections and they're owned by other people. So they don't really represent themselves and their interests. So I don't think they care who they put up. The latest conspiracy along these lines, and I got to be quick in telling you this, Kamala's been called on to resign by the Washington Post. She does. Biden appoints Hillary to be the vice president. He resigns before the election for health reasons. Voila, we have Hillary Clinton. And on that note, Sherry, I want to thank you again for coming on the show. I'll just leave that bombshell there for people to digest. But Sherry, thank you very much for reviewing these people. And ladies and gentlemen, we'll post the link. Become part of what Sherry does. It's free and it's valuable. We'll talk to you all next time. Thanks, Sherry. Take care.